Hello, everyone. I'm Greg Harris. Welcome to The Energy Source, where we focus on speaking with the brightest and best from many fields and walks of life, where energy becomes the source. Today, I have the opportunity to speak with millennial real estate entrepreneur, Devin Bell.
How you doing today, sir?
I'm well. How about you, Greg?
I am doing well, Devin. Hey, I just want to welcome you to the Energy Source podcast, starring myself, Greg Harris. And without further ado, Devin, like I said, I'm for the most part, I'm really thankful to have you on today.
Definitely and, appreciate Devin, the opportunity.
Man, thank you. So could I just, you know, kick it off or whatever, man, just tell me a little bit about yourself, Devin, man. You know, you're one of my Instagram friends, and I follow you, man. And I kind of look forward to your inspiration because you know you're a positive guy. So just let the viewers of the Energy Source podcast know a little bit about yourself. You know, city and state you're from, and okay. Yeah, you know, things that I know.
So yeah, like I said, my name is Devin Bell. I grew up, you know, and live here in Toms River, New Jersey. Basically, like I said, in that tri-state area between, you know, Philly and New York, you know, it's hour and a half drive right there by the shore. You know, I basically grew up here my whole life. And yeah, I mean, I like being here. Really, you know, I got into real estate, and that's how, you know, you see my Instagram. I'm trying to, you know, keep a good image and let people, you know what I'm doing. So I'm just glad that you found me, and, you know, I'm just out here trying to create greatness, you know, through real estate one step and, you know, just figure out the ways that we're all trying to get into.
So quick question on the middle of that. So you live in Philly in between, you live in Jersey in between, Philly and New York. So, the area that you live in, are y'all guys more so Philadelphia Eagles fans, or y'all Jets, y'all Bills? I mean, it sounds like you in a Buffalo Bills location. So, but I know the Bills really not popping like that. So what's up?
And you know, it's Jersey for real. It's a mixture of both. You know, because you got North Jersey and South Jersey, and I'm in the middle. And that's funny. If you're from Jersey, there's no Central Jersey. There's North Jersey, South Jersey. So you got Giants fans up north. Down south, you got Philly fans. I did grow up in a family where, you know, they liked Philadelphia Eagles. I played Pop Warner football. I was an Eagles fan. I really fell off football the last few years, but yeah, that's the story. When you're from Jersey, you got, you know, Eagles fans and Giants fans.
Yeah, ironic part,
man. Everybody know well, people that know me, they know I'm from Detroit, Michigan area, or whatever. And a good friend of mine, Brandon Graham, he's one of the linemen out there, and he made that big play with Tom Brady. So I just want to, you know, salute my guy Brandon Graham, man, because he really saved the day for y'all, man, with that big play. If you remember what happened, did you watch the Super Bowl that year in 2018, I believe?
Honestly, I fell off football. It's funny, I fell off of football right when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, so I'm not gonna jump on the bandwagon or nothing. But yeah, I haven't been watching it.
right. So Devin, man, what actually, you know, made you pursue a career in real estate? And how long have you been in the business?
Yeah, so I didn't get it, but I'm 26 years old now. I basically, when I grew up, came out of high school, didn't go to college, and I just was working basically a contractor. You know, like they were just doing everything. I was working there for, you know, 3-4 years out of high school, and I got to a point where I'm like, yo, this is there's got to be something more. Like, from that employee to business, you know, growing up, I was always trying to, you know, I fix cars, I would flip them, you know, do that, and just always try to hustle. So, you know, just getting bored and knowing that there's some more to life, you know, more success. Right. I actually was hanging out with my friend who did real estate. He does a strategy called wholesale real estate, which is like investing. So I grew up with him. I started linking with him. And he sort of opened my broad spectrum of like what I could actually do. So I grew up single mother in an apartment. I didn't know anything about real estate. So really the opportunity and what got me into real estate is the opportunity and how much you can grow. 26 now. I've been doing it for about 3 years. So
yeah, because there's really no ceiling on your salary that you can make as a real estate agent, and that's like one of the biggest benefits that I've evaluated of being a real estate agent. Because from real estate agents that I evaluated, and you know, you guys, y'all had a top seller crews, and you know, the guys that's in the prestigious bracket of real estate or whatever that sells, you know, millions of dollars in real estate per year or whatever. So, I mean, I think that was a good move for you, man. And like you said, you've been hustling and doing different odd jobs, and you was like, you just trying to figure out something that'll be, you know what I'm saying, substantial for you to grow with, man. And for you to be 26, Devin, man, that's a really good, you know, outlook and a mind state, man, that you took to make that decision to say that you knew that you were worth more, you know what I'm saying, than what you were actually, you know, around or whatever, man. And thankful enough that you had your good friend to be there for you or whatever, man. So
yeah, when you you put stuff out in the universe, you know, you start aligning. So with that job, that 9 to 5, that I knew I could do more, and meeting him and learning, you know, the skills and wanting to do that, it was sort of a crazy jump, because I just had a little bit of money saved up. I quit my job, went to real estate school for 2 weeks, got my license, and I was just right there, boom, full-time real estate agent. And wow. And you really, like I said, you're like out in the ocean with the
sharks, man.
No life. It's tough out here. It's tough when you first get into it and you don't have a mentor or have anybody show you what to do. You got to feed in and figure it out yourself.
So in the area of New Jersey, it takes 2 weeks to become a licensed real estate agent then?
It goes about hours. It's X amount of hours. You could do just 2 weeks, Monday through Friday, you know, all day, and then you could take the state test, or you could stretch it out and do like night classes over a couple months, like, you know, if you want to do it part time or you're working a regular job. But yeah, 2 weeks, you pass the state test. I mean, it's all of, you know, really $600-$800 out your pocket to pay for the school, to the licensing, all that stuff. And you got your real estate license.
Man, I got it. I gotta give you a salute, man. I mean, you really put your foot on the gas, man, and just ran it and just took off with that, man. Because it's like you say, 2 weeks, like, you know, it had to have been some sort of mental switch that went off inside of your head, man, that just told you that you was like, man, I gotta get this. It was like, you know, for you to take it in 2 weeks. And how long do they allow you for you to take the test though? Like, to, or
I think you have a whole year after you take the classes, but you don't want to wait. Like I just said, the soonest date I could schedule after the 2 weeks of school, it was a week after that. And I luckily passed the test first time. And I was actually a bit nervous because, like I said, at that point, I just quit my job. I just had my daughter a couple years before that. And I was just at that turning point, and I got it. I passed the test my first time. I was able to rock and roll. And, you know, I went in there, people saying 5, 6, 7 times they're taking the test. I got it first time. That commitment level was 100%.
I mean, you know, the way you said you jumped off the porch, you like, man, I quit my job. Like, I have to make this work. So I could understand. I could still hear your urgency in your voice, the way that you know what I'm saying, was rolling when you made that commitment. Was like, dude, I have to pass this test or whatever. And you really, you know what I'm saying, dedicated yourself to passing that test, and you did it. And it was like, straight up. So, I mean, man, round of applause to you, my brother, man.
Thank you.
So, with being in the world of real estate, how do you approach different clients? Because everyone has a different want and a need in the process of purchasing, you know, their first property, their primary home that they live in, or, you know what I'm saying, they got a second home, you know, that they want to, you know, make that as into a rental property. How do you, you know what I'm saying, assess different clients?
Definitely, that's a great question. You know, you gain experience. So like I said, when I first got my license, honestly, I didn't know what I was doing. You learn as you go. I'm almost 3.5 years into it now. and you gain a lot of experience. So the first way of how I approach anybody is just, hey, like, how can I help? And that's what it is. Like, right now, I may not be suited to help someone sell their $5 million house because I haven't been in that luxury market. Yeah, I could get it done 100%, but maybe I can't help them as much. But it's just like, hey, you know, you want to buy your house, first time home buyer, I'll give you all the information and help you through the steps. If you want to, you know, sell your vacation home, you know, hey, I've done that. We can get that and set it up. So it's just really being able to serve and just giving, educating the people, walking them through as best as possible and making it as smooth as possible as you can for them.
So far as like with first home time buyers, I mean, first time home buyers, like how many of those do you like deal with? Are those like your primary clients or?
So,
I mean, as.
Yeah. So actually, you know, with my business, my real estate business, I like to focus on sellers, working with people selling their homes because you have more leverage there. But I never will shy away with helping buyers because that's just another part of the business. You know, me being 26, there's a lot of peers, people my age starting to buy homes now. I believe the average age that people buy homes is, you know, in your early to mid 30s. I don't know the exact on that, but I think it's there. So, but yeah, I mean, first time home buyers, someone I work with all the time. And it's nice being, you know, being around because, you know, we're all looking to get a home eventually.
All right. So let me tell you about a story with me. Me and my wife, we recently bought our house. We bought our house in 2020. So we bought it in 2018. I'm sorry. 2018, 2019, actually. Oh, whatever. Well, it actually was last year. I'm sorry. It's the process was so crazy, man. You know, and we were kind of in a situation because we were living it. We had a rental property or whatever, but our goal wasn't to move out of that house until the next year. So the owner of the house, we were leased out through a management company or whatever. And the management company and the owner, they were getting into it because the management company, they were squeezing the owner of the house on different repairs or whatever, stuff like that. If you know how the management game and the owner of the house type of situation and how that thing go or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's crazy, man. I looked for a house. We started looking for a house in January, dude. And by that time in December, November, December, or whatever, of it was 2018. And they wanted us to move out of the house. They were ready for us to move out of the house. So they're sending their real estate agent over to sell us the house or whatever. And the thing was, my biggest thing was with the house that we had or whatever is that we didn't have a basement.
Oh,
you know, but we had a beautiful ranch house in the city of Redford, Michigan or whatever. We had a beautiful ranch house. Nice backyard, nice garage. It had everything that we needed, you know, but the square footage just wasn't up to par because we didn't have the basement area. So we could have bought the house for a little bit of, you know, a nice amount of money or whatever. And but what was going on with my real estate agent that I hired or whatever, I hired a guy, cool guy, whatever. And, you know, I was telling him what I wanted. I'm like, sir, I want to look at these houses over here, look at these houses over there. And, you know, learning how the real estate agent situation went after I had worked with this guy for almost 90 days, Devin, yeah. Literally 90 days, man. And I'm in the process. I'm going to court because the management company, they want to evict me now, not because I don't pay my rent, you know, not because I'm a terrible tenant. It's because that they want to, you know, the owner of the house wants to sell his property and he wants to, you know, cancel his contract with the management company. So,
yeah, wow.
You know, so we're going through all this stuff with the guy, with my real estate agent or whatever, you know, we talking back and forth. And it's to the point where I'm like, I'm angry with this guy, whatever, because, you know, I'm doing all the legwork and I'm like, dude, you're going to get paid for this. I mean, aren't you trying to get paid for this? So it came to a situation. It came to a time when it was like, you know, I talked it over with the family and everything. And I was like, listen, I'm getting ready to let this guy go because we're on a tight ship right now. We have to move. And I don't want to go back into the rental status or whatever. Because, I mean, at the house I was at, I paid $40,000 in rent. You know, so I was like, man, I need to take that 40 grand and at least
get some equity. Put it in a house and get some equity.
Put it in a house and get some equity, you know? So we end up firing this guy, Devin, man. And the guy that we met or whatever, man, this guy, he made the process so smooth, man. It was like, I'm at work. He had hooked us up with a good loan officer and everything or whatever. And my loan officer, she, you know, was very, very, very professional. She helped us out. She worked around the clock. She, you know, I was in the company of good people or whatever, man. So, but it was the process was just so crazy, man. Have you had clients that went through stuff, man? That was just like, dude, calling you like,
of
dude,
course,
can
yeah,
you?
Like. I just told you, you can essentially get your real estate license in 2 weeks. You know, it's in your first month that you could be licensed legally to sell real estate. And that's the thing. People, they don't teach you. They teach you the law, but they don't teach you how to run the business. So you have people that treat it like just a quick little flip, like, oh, I could just sell a house. And there's people like myself that treat it like a business that want to be here long term and that give the best service I can. Definitely. Some people may say, oh, real estate agents don't do nothing. You know, some real estate agents are lazy. You know, it all comes to work ethic. But, you know, there's a lot behind the scenes that, you know, we do. And especially me, you know, like you said, running around and being on time and helping your clients and doing paperwork and all that stuff. You know, if you treat it like a business and good customer service, it will translate to your clients. It's like, I made the process so smooth for you. You didn't even really see all the craziness that went in the background.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, Devin, man, I was ready to crack the one real estate agent, I was ready to crack that joke ahead, man. Because I was so frustrated because I was, you know, being a father, man, and a provider of the family, man, you know, you don't want to put yourself in a position that you can't really predict the weather. And it was like, man, I was going into a process where I couldn't really predict what was going to actually happen or whatever. And we just got so, you know, God, or the Most High was so graceful to us or whatever, man, that he allowed us to meet someone else. It was actually our real estate agent. It was this guy, my wife's, her coworker, her son. Man, when I tell you this guy came over, man, and he was like, boom, boom, boom. He got the information and he was like, go sit down somewhere, y'all. I got it. And that was my first experience with dealing with a real estate agent, man. So with just evaluating you, I don't, you know what I'm saying, know exactly how you operate, man, but I mean, I kind of, you know, felt your vibe or whatever. That's why I was like, man, I want to see if I could get an opportunity to talk with Devin, because I think that this guy is a really a for sure guy when it comes to his business.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely, it's something that, you know, go through life, you sort of want to understand yourself and see what you're good at. Something that I noticed that's a skill, you know, and almost a double-edged sword at times, but definitely a skill majority is like quickness, igniting. Like, I like to get things moving, and definitely in this world, you know, in real estate world, you gotta be able to get the ball rolling. So if someone ready to go and they don't know the process, I want to educate them and let them know what they need to do to get in the home. Because at the end of the day, it's not, you know, it's not about, you know, me, or it's not about, you know, the market. It's about you wanting to, you know, be in a new home. And that's like, that's the most important right there. So if you want to do it in 45 days, I'll give you all the information on how to do it. If you're taking your time in 6 months, all right, well, these are your options. And that's really it. I mean, just, I think education and educating the people on a first time home buyer, getting the right information is definitely important.
Right. So, When a client is like somewhat on the fence or like questioning or doubting proceeding with the purchase, how do you assist them with making like the best decision, you know what I'm saying, possible for their family and their investment?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. Because the business of real estate, you know, as a real estate agent, you're really just a real estate salesperson. You know, I never, I never want to sell somebody something. I don't want to like push it in their face and be that sleazy car salesman. Like, that's not what I do. I want to provide a service. So, you know, at the end of the day, real estate is a process. So if you're not ready and fully committed to make that move because things aren't set up in your life, hey, no problem. I there's clients and deals I've worked for 2 years. I've talked to them, and then I finally end up either selling them a house, or, you know, selling their house or selling them a house. Like, so, you know, with my business, I want to be able to talk to enough people to see who wants to go now, who wants to go later, and who can I just nurture through on the way. So when they're ready, you know, we can get the ball moving.
Yeah, that's a really good real estate agent, man. Because it's like with, you know, like I said, with people I've dealt with, it was just like how you said, your same formality or whatever. It was like, I'm not rushing you. Because it's like when you are buying a house, it is a process, like you said. And it's like it's a big time investment or whatever, because you want to make the best decision that you can make. And when I was purchasing my house, I was kind of on the fence or whatever, because it was just, you know, it was just, I mean, a lot of I would say nervousness involved or whatever. Like, I wasn't really afraid to do it. It was just skepticism or whatever. Like, am I, you know, how am I going to feel about this situation or whatever, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got to bring certainty to your clients. And it is, it's a lot of emotion, you know. That's what it is when you're
very emotional.
Yeah. You know, I say I have to deal with the emotions of my buyer, the emotions of my seller, the emotions of the other real estate agent. And it's just trying to hold it all together. And that's it. I mean, it's like, you got to hold all the plates, you know, don't let everything drop.
Right. So, you know, this year has been like really, really crazy, man. Crazy. How has the industry been, you know, throughout this pandemic for you, man? Have you been able to stay consistent, or has things slowed down, or, I mean, is it flattened out? How has the industry been for you?
Yeah, I mean, this year has been crazy. With the real estate market, the summer, that June, July, most stuff happens. Like, that's the most transactions every year. And in the winter, you know, it slows down a little bit, but things are always happening. So for me personally, you know, 2019, I had a great year, my best year since getting into real estate. And then the winter, you know, slowed down a little bit. And then, you know, March is like, all right, everybody's ready to get their business rolling, and
yeah.
coming into the spring. And then boom, you know, this COVID stuff happens. So
right.
I was definitely affected, because, you know, no one wants to go out the house. You know, you're locked inside. You know, you don't want people coming in your house. You don't want to move. It was so much uncertainty that all I could do was just try to keep a positive mindset and figure, all right, well, I have to be in it to win it. So I never stopped doing real estate. I was always still making calls, checking up on all my people, seeing how I can help them now, how I can help them later. And then now, right now, the market is crazy. Like, it is hot. It's basically, I seen this joke. It was, you remember back when the lockdown happened and you couldn't find toilet paper?
Right.
That's how it is right now, being a buyer in today's
market. You can't find, it's no houses?
Yeah, the inventory is really low. Like, I'm getting multiple offer situation, bidding wars. You know, houses are flying off the shelves a couple days on the market. It's crazy. That's how it is right now in this market, because I got people from North Jersey, from New York, coming out of the city. They want to be in a little more rural neighborhood style town. So stuff is, it's flying off the shelves here.
Wow. So people, they've been 10 to 20% higher than you know, the selling price. So it's like you said, it's bidding wars going on.
Yeah. Multiple properties I have. People paying $30,000-$40,000 over asking price. It's crazy. So things are good now. I definitely want to capitalize on the opportunity now, because it's not gonna last. You know, everything fluctuates, but just like I said, just try to help as many people as I can right now while the market's hot, and when it changes up, I'll adjust to it there.
Yeah. Hey, man, I just want to say I'm thankful, man, that you can still, you know, take care of your family, man, and, you know, maintain and lead your lifestyle throughout this craziness and, like you said, all this uncertainty, man. So, you know, once again, another salute to you, man, for, you know, being a stand-up guy and a, you know, a all-around hustler, man, and not letting the time, you know, weather your storm or whatever. You like, man, I still got to get to it or whatever. Like, it's, you know, cause a lot of people, they looked at this and was like, it was a time to retreat. And a lot of people looked at it, was like, it was time to eat. So, you know, you stay wanting to put some food on your plate or whatever, man. So that's a really good look for you, man.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks. I appreciate that. Like you said, it was slow. Things did get hard. I ain't gonna lie. But like I said, I never quit. And that's what real estate is. People, it's business. It turns, you know, most people don't sell more than like, you know, 4 houses a year. And then most people don't even, I think it's like 90% of real estate agents don't last more than a year or two. And, you know, that's like people don't treat it as a business. So if you can't adjust to times and adjust to how things change, you're not going to last in this world.
Say, yeah, being a real estate agent is not like being an employee that works at a job. Say the leads don't come to you then, right?
No, not at all. I mean, not at all. Nope. You got to be out there and, you know, making calls and, you know, going to events or just marketing yourself. You know, you got to really let people know what you're doing.
Right. So, another question for you, man. It is not like any type of diss to the guy's name I'm going to say, but I know you've been on social media and, you know, you hear how Grant Cardone advocates to people not to buy houses, not to buy real estate, saying that, you know, a house is like for the most part a liability opposed to being an asset, saying that, you know, most people pay the house. The house doesn't pay them. So, I mean, what's your perspective on
You know what? I love Grant Cardone, man.
I love Grant Cardone. Hey, and to be honest, I really do too, man. So I try to figure out, like, what are you really trying to say?
I get it. I think I get past his message. And, you know, really, he says, that's what he says. Rent where you own and own where you rent. He looks at it more as a business aspect. And I'll be like 100%. Like, a house definitely can be a liability. That's what people think about real estate and, oh, buy a house and it's an investment. Like, hey, if you definitely if you buy a house and you live in it for 5 to 10 years, you're gonna pay that down. It's like almost a built-in savings account. You're gonna have equity in 5 to 10 years to move that, as opposed to renting. You know, if you're thinking about, let me make an investment and buy a house, that's not an investment. That's not a good idea. But if you're going to live somewhere, you know, ownership, they don't teach you home ownership in school. No. So it's that most millionaires are made through real estate. If you own 4 homes, you know, that are 250 each, you're right there. You have $1 million in real estate. So in net worth. So it's like, unless you buy a home and live in it and get some equity, I mean, that's like I said, that's a built-in savings account, not necessarily an investment as a business person. And that's what Grant Cardone looks at as.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I over time, I've evaluated and I listened to it or whatever, and I came to the same understanding as you or whatever. But it was like, for people that don't understand or whatever, I just wanted to kind of throw that out there for you or whatever, so you could kind of clear it up for people that don't necessarily understand and be like, what is he talking about or whatever. Like, I mean, I bought a house and, you know, and I'm doing the right thing or whatever. So that was that, man. So I got one more question for you, man.
Yes.
So over your tenure as being a real estate agent, man, like, what has been, like, you know, your top experience, man? Like, whether it was like a good one or, I mean, I would like to hear your best or your worst, or whatever, whichever one that you got, that you would like to share first, because I'm a big advocate, man, of sharing my wins and also sharing my losses or whatever, because it's like, you know, in a world that we live in, it's like everything is just like, oh, I'm doing so good and life is great or whatever, and it's like, you know, and people really don't share when they have a situation or whatever that's really not in, you know, I ain't gonna necessarily say in a negative or whatever, but it's just like a loss or whatever, like, or a mishap or something that a plan that didn't go the way you wanted to go or whatever. So, you know, just to keep the transparency that we are all human or whatever, and it's like I'm not shooting 100% from threes every single day. Like, man, I'd be off some nights or whatever. So just get the viewers or whatever just a brief insight on like one of your top experiences or whatever.
Of course, definitely. I mean, I'm taking wins and losses every day in this business. Definitely when I'm out prospecting or trying to, you know, call people, you know, you could say cold call and it's different. But hey, hey, can I help you? Or, you know, you think about buying and selling? No, there's people that curse me off on the phone. There's been days where I lost deals. You know, an inspection went bad and they don't want to buy the house and now they don't want to do nothing. You know, there's times where just recently, I mean, I checked yesterday, I was in the office in the morning, this house that I was talking to this guy, it was like about selling it. He said, you know, he really didn't want to work with me. And then boom, I see it on the market and it's up to like $700,000. So I'm like, that could have been a big check coming in, but just right there, you know what I mean? but yeah, I mean, that's just part of the game. You know, it's like, maybe you get 9 no's, but that 1 yes makes it all worth it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like you said, you got to stay consistent and you got to stay consistent in anything in life or whatever, you know, as far as to whatever career and craft or field that you in or whatever, because, you know, like the saying is or whatever, like, I don't know, have you ever heard this book called Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell?
No, I have not. Actually, you're gonna have to have to write that down. Check it out.
I'm gonna send it to you or whatever. But this book, supervisor of mine, I work at the postal service. One of my supervisors, she had told me about this book or whatever, and she was just explaining different analogies out of the book. On one of the main ones was like the 10,000 hour rule or whatever, and you know, it was an excerpt in there. It was a little segment in the book because I listened to it through audio. And it was talking about the Beatles or whatever and how they were over in Liverpool and they were playing. They were like young guys back when they were like first starting out or whatever. And it was like they were getting booked because nobody wanted to play over there. And it was like they had the opportunity to play at this club every single night for a couple years straight or whatever. And it was like they built up so much time and hours or whatever, you know what I'm saying, to actually equate to 10,000 hours built up into their craft of being musicians or whatever. And, you know what I'm saying, just to translate it back over that, you know, with all of us and things that we do or whatever, we put in that long amount of work and time and stuff like that, and we add our hours up, and you'd be like, you look up and you'd be like, damn, I'm an expert. You know, when somebody throw a question at you, you'd be like, I know you know it off top or whatever. And it's like, also, you know, piggybacking to, you know, that saying or whatever, it took me 10 years to become an overnight success. And that's where I was really, that's where I was really deriving from when you said it, you know, it'd be them 9 calls, that them 9 no's, and then you get that 1 yes. So that's what I was kind of really just going with or whatever, you know, to get back to where we was at or whatever. So, man, it was... you know, you building up your time or whatever, but that book is Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, man. It's a shout out to Malcolm Gladwell for that book, because it's a lot of different information in that book that, you know, really explains circumstances or whatever. And it's like that book is like an audio book that I listen to at least once or twice a year or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
That principle is so true, and it's just the easiest way to translate is like into sports or the gym. Like, you know, you're not gonna be able to pick a bench press, you know, 200-300 pounds. You got to work your way up there. Yeah, but if you're not consistently in the gym working on your muscles, working on your craft, you're never gonna get there. And you know, that 10,000 hours, I've heard that before, and it's true. You look at all the great people, like, you know, Jay-Z's, he's been how long in the rap game, and now he's a billionaire, like
20 plus years.
Yeah. Grant Cardone, we spoke about, you know, he was hustling and with his other companies, and now he's really blowing up 20, 30 years later. Like, so, you know, anybody, it's, I seen his quote, basically, like, if you're not there yet, it's either you haven't committed 100% or you're still early in the process. And right there is just, you know, a great principle to live by.
And, you know, we all are, you know, we all hustling to try to do the things we want to do. And it's like, you know, with you know, Jeezy or whatever, he's one of the guys that really start, like, using the philosophy of trust in the process or whatever. Then you got motivational speaker Eric Thomas that really advocates that trust in the process, you know what I'm saying, philosophy or whatever, because it's like, you know, we all really want to get to what we want to go to, but it's like the things that go on in the middle, you know what I'm saying, that the middle things that go on in our life or whatever to get us to that point, like you said, with Jay-Z being a billionaire 20 years later or whatever, it's like, no, he didn't start off a billionaire 20 years ago. It was all the work that went into it or whatever, and it was the process. And, you know, even with those guys, man, you know, they had heartbreaks, they've had mishaps, they've had losses, tons and tons of losses to get to a high level like that with Grant Cardone and Jay or whatever. But, you know, with like you said, the process and trusting it.
Yeah, no, that 100%. I mean, it's definitely it's a marathon. You know, you can't. I mean, that's what with Instagram, Facebook, social media, all this stuff. They make it look so good, look so easy. Like, oh, I rented a Lambo, and if you want to learn how to make $1 million, you know, buy my course, all that shit. Like, it's much more than that. It's much more than that. And you know, you gotta find your way, find what works for you, and find out what you want and just go after it. Cause at the end, you know, no one's going to give you nothing. You gotta be hungry. And if you're going to want something, you gotta work for it.
Right. Right. I just got one more for you, man.
Definitely
due to the fact you're in the real estate game, man, and you a black guy, man. And I'm so happy to see that you in the industry, man, that's been dominated by other ethnicities or whatever. And like you said, it's built a lot of wealth for, you know what I'm saying, the other ethnicities or whatever. And I just had a question. How do you feel about the brother Jay Morrison out in Atlanta?
Jay Morrison.
How do you feel about him, man?
Man, he's just doing some stuff, and he's got way too much dirt on his name. I don't like to talk bad about anybody, but yeah, there's just too much out on him that it makes, you know, like I said, you can't read a book by its cover. He looks good, everything up front. And then you open it up and you see all this stuff that's going on right now with him. And I don't know. I mean, people got to do their research. And that's why I said,
right.
But it's a bit crazy. And I don't know. I mean, with that real estate fund that he put together, I remember I was going to invest my money into it. I did the math and I was like, it don't make sense. You know, in 3 years, you're going to get, you know, I did the math. It's basically going to take like 4 years to get your money back. It's $500, and no one's even got paid yet on the fund. So if you're going to invest in any real estate fund.
4 years to get $500 back? Wow.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. But as I said, there's just a lot of stuff going on right now with him and his past. And he did get. You know, he got fraudulent lawsuit charges years ago, and I don't know, that's facade right now where he makes it look good, but there's a lot of other stuff going on.
Yeah, like you said, we don't like talking bad about nobody, man, so we're going to definitely, you know, hopefully whatever Jay got going on out there, man, it's not what they say, or, I mean, and if it is or whatever, man, I mean, we wish that brother the best of luck, man, but I just want to, you know, thank you once again, man, for stopping by, man, to the Energy Source Podcast, starring myself, Greg Harris, and, you know, just offering your information or whatever and letting the people know a little bit more about you and, you know, just letting them, just being more transparent to your audience and, you know, your followers and everybody that, you know, rock with you.
Definitely.
And across the world.
I appreciate the like I said, the opportunity for you reaching out. If anybody, you know, has any real estate questions, I love answering them and giving people game for free. You can check me out, like I said, on Instagram, Facebook, Devon Bell, DEAVON Bell. That's right there. That's me. You know, anybody listening, or, you know, feel free to check me out. Like I said, you know, Greg reached out. You want to hop on the podcast? Yeah, man, I would love to, you know, give you game, you know, and help, you know, help anybody that's listening.
Yeah. Hey, Devin, one more time, man, shout yourself out, man. So everybody that, when I publish this or whatever, everybody can come and contact Devin. If you a young person that's trying to purchase a house, that needs some real estate advice, you want to call Devin, you want to DM him. He, like you said, he's available.
If you enjoyed this episode, I would love for you to share, rate it, and also repost it. I hope that you leave with a better understanding of your true potential. Until the next time, I want you to remember, energy is your source for prosperity, motivation, ambition, and insight.